This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. ابن قدامة رحمه الله wrote in his book about those people who turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And he mentioned that Musa alayhi salam went out when there was a drought. And he went out with 70,000 people or more. And when they were out there in the desert praying, they were praying for rain. And when Musa alayhi salam started making dua, it was amazing that the sky started becoming clearer and clearer. And this is not the expectation, because when a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes dua for rain, the sky will be full of clouds and the rain will start coming down. And the more Musa alayhi salam made dua, the clearer the sky became. And Musa was amazed. He said, "Ya Allah, what's happening? Why are we denied rain?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Musa, there is a man amongst you who has been disobeying me for the last 40 years. And this is why you are denied rain. And unless he comes out of the crowd, you will never be given rain." And Musa alayhi salam turned around and he said, "There is someone amongst us who has been disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 years. And unless this man comes out of the crowd, we will never be given rain. Let this man come out." And the man turned around. He looked right and left and he didn't see anybody coming out. And he knew it was him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant. So he felt so embarrassed. And he covered his face with his own clothing. And he said, "Ya Allah, I have been disobeying you for 40 years. I don't want to be embarrassed today. And I want to come back to you. Would you accept me?" And subhanallah, the rain started coming down right away. And Musa was amazed. He said, "Ya Allah, nobody came out of the crowd. How come that we have been given rain?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Musa, the man turned back to me." And Musa alayhi salam said, "Ya Allah, I want to know him." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I haven't embarrassed him when he was disobeying me. Do you want me to embarrass him after he came back to me?" Brothers and sisters, today we have a number of questions to answer. We're going to be talking about the best type of ibadah, which is dua. نتحدث اليوم أيها الأحبة عن أفضل العبادة كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح أفضل العبادة الدعاء. بل قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء هو العبادة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said dua is the essence of being a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to be answering a number of questions. What is dua? And the next question is something that really confuses so many people. They say, I have been making dua for a long time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never answers my dua. What's wrong? إِنَّنِي أَدْعُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لِي مَا هُوَ الْخَطَأ. Third question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those who are disbelievers, those who are hypocrites, those who associate partners with Him, even those who are atheists, they deny His own existence. What does that mean? Allah يُعْطِي الْكَافِرْ وَالْمُنَافِرْ وَالْمُشْرِكْ بَلْ يُعْطِي الْمُلْحِدْ. فما معنى هذا؟ ثم سؤال آخر وهو كيف أدعو الله عز وجل؟ ما هي شروط الدعاء؟ What are the conditions of dua? Another question. What are the means that I have to abide by so I make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua? And then some people also ask, is wasila part of the dua? هذه الوسيلة جزء من الدعاء. And then in the second khutbah inshaAllah, we're going to learn some amazing facts about the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with us when it comes to dua. تعالوا نجيبوا على السؤال الأول. ما هو الدعاء? What's the meaning of dua? Dua هو استدعاء لله عز وجل وافتقار العبد إلى ربه وطلبه من الله عز وجل ما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. دعاء, it's a call. You're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you things that no one else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. You know, when all the doors are closed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, so number 51, ayah number 50, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. When there is no resort, Allah is there. And He's waiting for you. He doesn't need you, but He's always expecting you to go back to Him and ask Him. That's the meaning of dua. Now, the next question is, I want to understand. I have been making dua for a long time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not responding to me, to my dua. أَدْعُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَلَكِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا دعا العبد ربه إما أن يعجل له بذلك في الدنيا, وإما أن يؤخره له في الآخرة, وإما أن يرفع عنه من البلاء بقدر هذا الدعاء, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you make dua, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are three scenarios for that dua. Scenario number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you immediately what you ask for. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delay answering that dua till the day of judgment. And this is the day when you need the result of your dua the most. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove evil equal to that dua that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of us, subhanallah, we don't understand the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala functions. We think if I say, Ya Allah, I need that job, I need that job, and I make dua, and the day of the interview comes, and then you don't get the job. You say, why Allah? I needed that job. Allah knows what's best for you. And Allah will choose the best for you, because there is no good in that job for you. So Allah doesn't give it to you. So leave it to Allah. والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. Allah knows, but you don't know. So when I raise my hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should understand that I'm calling Him. And the way I should do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the most beautiful names. Use them when you make dua to Allah. We all need Allah. We need Allah all the time. If you are sick, you say, Ya Shafi, ishfini. If you don't have job, you say, Ya Razzaq, irzuqni. If you are in distress, you say, Ya Kashif al-Hamm, ikshif hammi. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And this is why dua is the essence of slavery to Allah. Dua means you are saying, I'm so poor, I need you. And you mentioned, Ya Allah, in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, ayah number 21. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ, anything that you might ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the inexhaustible treasures of everything. You need love, you need a job, you need a wife, you need a husband, you need rizq, you need shifa. Whatever you ask, it's with Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah will not give it to you until you knock on His door and say, Ya Allah, give me. That is the meaning of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and Eve. They did not make dua to Him, but He gave them everything. And this leads me to the second question. السؤال الذي يليه. لماذا يعطي الله عز وجل الكافر والمشرك والمنافق بل يعطي الذي ينكر وجود الله وهو الملحد. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give those who disbelieve in Him, those who associate partners in Him, those who show iman but they hide kufr, those who even deny the existence of Allah? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem. He is the most generous. Because He is the razzaq. He is the one who provides for His creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. It's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created all of mankind. And He gave them the free will to submit to Him or not. لأنه هو سبحانه وتعالى هو الرب الذي خلق والذي يتولى الرزق سبحانه وتعالى. We need to understand that. You know, when Ibrahim عليه السلام in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 126, you know, he's making dua to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he said, Rabbi, look at the beginning. He didn't say, Ya Ilahi. And I want you to focus on this. He said, Rabbi, Rabbi, ja'al hadha baladan amina. Ya Allah, give this piece of land security. Warzuq ahlahu min al-thamarat. And provide out of your provision to these people. But then Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a prophet, as a messenger, yet as a human being, he wanted to limit the rizq of Allah only to the believers. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَرُزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Ya Allah, give them security, give them risk, but only to those who believe in Allah and the last day. What did Allah say to him? Right next in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. Ibrahim, I am the Rabb, I am the creator, and I gave the free will. So whoever I created, I'll provide for them, even if they choose to deny me. Even if they choose not to call me, even if they choose to disbelieve in me, even if they choose to deny my existence, I will still provide for them. He is the Rabb. Don't be confused. But you need to understand that when people make dua according to the Quran, there are two types of people. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allahu Akbar. People, when they make dua, they say, Ya Allah, give us in dunya. But Allah said, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They don't worry about akhirah. They don't care about akhirah. So they will have nothing in akhirah. And this is how Allah provides for his creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbun Nas. We recite in the Quran, we don't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Muslimin. We don't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Mu'mineen. We don't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Muttaqeen. But we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the Lord, He is the Master of all people, of all creation. He provides for them. But those who want dunya, He will give them dunya only. But the relationship between the believer and Allah when it comes to dua, it's consistent, it's continuous. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But the believers, they would say, Ya Allah, give us good in this dunya, which is a righteous spouse, which is iman, which is good children, a spacious house, good neighbors, health, wealth. You can never count the blessings of Allah. Then, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They worry about their akhirah. Ya Allah, we cannot stand the heat of Jahannam. Save us from hellfire. So they make dua for that. That's the meaning of the dua. السؤال الذي يليه. ما هي شروط الدعاء? What are the conditions of dua? Number one, when we make dua, we should make dua with ikhlas. We should make dua without associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We don't go to the graves and call righteous people who are dead, who can benefit none, even themselves. وَيَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah said they call upon those who will never respond to them because they are dead till the day of judgment. While you leave al-hay and you go and call upon somebody who's dead. So that's number one. Nadu Allah bi ikhlas. Nadu Allah azza wa jal bila taraddud bi azm. Because some people say, Ya Allah, forgive me if you wish, if you will. The Prophet said, no. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty that Allah will listen to you. Also, when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to make sure that you have husn al-dhan billahi azza wa jal. ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة وإن الله لا يتقبل من قلب لاهٍ غافل. When you ask Allah, make sure that you have a deeply rooted belief that Allah is a Sami' and Allah will listen to your dua. And if He doesn't give it to you right away, He'll keep it to you for the Akhirah, or He will remove evil equal to your dua. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, do not haste the result of your dua. When you say, I made dua and I made dua and I made dua and Allah's not listening to me, I'm gonna stop making dua. This is very important. إذا ندعو الله عز وجل بصدق وإخلاص. ندعو الله عز وجل بعزم بلا تردد. ندعو الله عز وجل ونحن موقنون بالإجابة وبقلب حاضر. لا ترفع يدك إلى الله عز وجل وقلبك من شغل عنه. يقول أبو حامد الغزالي رحمه الله, the worst sin a person can commit is when they are in sujood and they are making dua to Allah and their heart is busy with the dunya. أسوأ ذنب يفعله العبد كما قال أبو حامد الغزالي رحمه الله أن تكون ساجدا لله وتدعوه وقلبك منشغل بالدنيا. أي أدب هذا مع الله؟ أيها الأحبة في الله، السؤال الذي يليه: ما هي الأسباب التي إن عملت بها قبل الله مني الدعاء؟ أولها أن تبدأ الدعاء وتستفتح الدعاء بالثناء على الله والحمد والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأن تختم بها الدعاء. First you need to start the dua. If you ask about the means, that if you follow, Allah will accept your dua. You start your dua and finish your dua with praising Allah, thanking Allah, and sending salah and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. السبب الثاني أن ترفع يديك إلى الله عز وجل. Second, you raise your hand to Allah سبحانه وتعالى بتضرع. وعندما ترفع يديك إلى الله، when you raise your hands to Allah، اعلم أن الله عز وجل كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا رفع العبد يديه إلى الله فإن الله عز وجل يستحي أن يرد هاتين اليدين خائبتين أو صفرا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you raise your hand to Allah, Allah feels subhanahu wa ta'ala shy to send your hand with nothing. Allah will listen to your dua. Also, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us we should not make dua against ourselves. We should not make dua against our children. We should not make dua against our wealth, because that could be an hour where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the call, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua. إِذَا دَعَوْنَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا نَدْعُوهُ بِإِثْمٍ وَلَا بِقَطِيعَةِ رَحِمٍ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا تدعوا على أنفسكم، ولا تدعوا على أولادكم، ولا تدعوا على أموالكم، فقد تكون ساعة إجابة، فيستجيب الله عز وجل لهذا الدعاء، وعندها ستندم ندما لا ينفعك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. يجب أن نتحرى أوقات الإجابة. We also should seek the times when it's likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. ما هي أوقات الإجابة؟ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمنا فقال: الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة، الدعاء في الثلث الأخير من الليل، الدعاء عند السجود، الدعاء عند إفطارك عندما تكون صائمة. So you should seek those moments when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. And these times are like what? These times are like, you know, during the last third of the night, or between adhan and iqama. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يرد الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة. Your dua will be accepted if you make dua between adhan and iqama. Also, when you are in sujood, the Prophet ﷺ said, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر من الدعاء في السجود. The closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you are in a state of sujood. So make lots of dua when you are in sujood. Also, make dua when you break your fast, because this is a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most likely to accept your dua. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وكفى، وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, call me, I will answer you. Listen to the second part of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي. الله أكبر. Allah said, those who will have the arrogance and they would not call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will end up in hellfire. Subhanallah. And Allah described them as dakhirin, means saghirin. They will be in an embarrassing, awkward situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first part of the ayah said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اِدْعُونِ. He used the word اِدْعُونِ, call me. In the second part of the ayah he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. The scholars of tafsir said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word ibadah instead of dua, which means that dua is the essence of ibadah. So if you feel arrogant not to call upon Allah, what's going to happen to you? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يسأل الله يغضب الله عليه. Whoever does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call him, Allah will be angry with him. And you know there are two types of people who will not make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هناك صنفان من الناس لن يقومان بالدعاء وهما إما قانط وإما مستكبر. You're either somebody who lost hope in Allah, you gave up, because you don't understand the way Allah works. You say, I have been making dua and he doesn't accept, he does not respond, I'm going to stop making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Whatever you have done in this life, call upon Allah, Allah will answer you. وَإِمَّا مُسْتَكْبِرْ أَرَّاهُ اسْتَغْنَى. You think you have everything, you don't need Allah? Wallahi, we need Allah. Musa alayhi salam, he said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Ya Allah, you have given me so much, but I'm still poor, I need you. Because he left Egypt and he killed somebody by mistake. He's homeless, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have a house. Right away when he made dua, the lady came, she said, inna abi yad'uka لِيَجِزَيْكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. Allah gave him a wife, gave him a job, gave him a house. So we need to raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and say, رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ فَقِيرٌ. And subhanAllah, I'm going to conclude with this. There was a Bedouin who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وقال يا رسول الله, أَرَبُّنَا قَرِيبٌ فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ. You know, a Bedouin came to the Prophet and said, oh Prophet of Allah, is Allah close? So when we talk to him, we whisper? Or is he distant? When we talk to him, we scream and yell. And the Prophet ﷺ had no answer, but Allah answered with one of the most beautiful ayahs in the Quran. Subhanallah, it's ayah 186 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. O Muhammad, when my slaves ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I'm close, I'm near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I answer the call of anyone who will call upon me. إِذَا دَعَان. Whenever they call me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them listen to me. Let them submit to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let them believe in my promise. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. If they really want guidance in this life, let them do this. Subhanallah. This ayah as a whole needs a whole khutbah. But I will just touch on two or three things. Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. All يَسْأَلُونَكَ in the Quran, Allah will always say to them, Muhammad. All the eyes in the Quran, the 14, they ask you. Allah says after that, قُلْ. O Muhammad, say to them, except for this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they ask you, Muhammad, about me, I will talk to them directly. I am close. He didn't say, قُلْ لَهُمْ إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah is talking to you and me, say, I am close. And he said, أُجِيب. I answer right away. He doesn't need us. And he didn't say, إِذَا دَعَوْنِي أُجِيبُهُمْ. بَلْ قَالَ أُجِيب قَبْلَ أَن تَدْعُوا. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةً وَلَمْ يَقُلْ دَعَوَاتٍ. He will answer even if it's one time. He didn't say in da'awni, if, but he said either, whenever, at any time. But all we need when it comes to Allah, he didn't say falyujibuni, let them answer me right away. No, he said let them try. Allahu Akbar. Allah is in no need of us, and he answers us right away. But when it comes to us, he said, let them try to call me. Let them take their time and call me. Allahumma arzuqna tawbatan qabla al-maut, wa shahadatan inda al-maut, wa jannatan wa na'iman ba'da al-maut. Allahumma inna nas'aluka lisanan dhakira, wa qalban khashi'a, wa amalan mutakabbala. Allahumma istajib du'a'ana. اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي كل مكان يستضعف فيه المسلمين اللهم اجبر كسرهم اللهم اجبر كسرهم اللهم ارحم ضعفهم اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين واغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين اللهم إنا نسألك الإخلاص في القول والعمل اللهم إنا نسألك نعيم الجنة ولذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله